The director of food policy with the National Pork Producers Council says the latest edition of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans recognizes meat as nutritious and what Americans should actually be prioritizing at every meal. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The latest edition of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, published every 5 years by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, was introduced in January. The guidelines serve as the official blueprint for federal nutrition policies, education programs, and food assistance initiatives. Dr. Ashley Johnson, the Director of Food Policy with the National Pork Producers Council, on hand earlier this month for World Pork Expo in Des Moines, observes, since the 1980s, recommendations have tended toward reducing meat consumption and replacing it with plant-based proteins.
It's actually a very exciting time for the pork sector when it comes to nutrition, because meat is back, and it is back stronger than ever with the new recommendations from the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, because the pyramid has actually been flipped, literally been flipped, where meat is actually on top. It's being seen as nutritious and what all Americans actually should be prioritizing at every meal. And this is a complete different way of thinking, because it hasn't been since 1980 that we've actually seen a positive movement with meat. And what I mean by that is that for many, many years, we've seen this concept of recommendations reducing meat consumption and also replacing it with plant-based proteins. And animal-based proteins and plant-based proteins are not created equal. They're not the same. And we have the science to back that. And a lot of our conversations have been around, what does that actually mean? Because many people just don't understand why it's not an apple-to-apple comparison. And it's not. And we get so many nutritious things from animal-based proteins such as pork. And so with these new recommendations, it's so exciting, because pork is actually having a moment, and we should be, you know, celebrating from the mountaintop and get our voices out there, because there's so much more work to do from this. Like I said, it's a big win. It's great. We should celebrate. But there's still more work to be done.
Dr. Johnson notes the next major policy, the school meals program, will need to reflect the new guidelines, so we can expect a huge change in our school system as school meal programs align their nutrition standards with the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.